Linda Gaynor, a local woman known for her generosity, is now in need of that from others as she needs to find a living kidney donor. The past 12 years has been a tough journey for Gaynor, who was diagnosed with having a 98% blockage of the artery and unstable angina in 2013. After moving to Vancouver Island in 2017, what was supposed to be a carefree getaway to Mexico with her boyfriend was anything but, as she experienced classic signs of heart disease like she had previously felt with a heart attack she had in 2013. It was discovered that one of her main arteries was stented. She was scheduled for what was supposed to be a standard angiogram procedure on September 11, 2018. After her artery burst and she went into cardiac arrest, her family and friends were told she had a 4% survival rate as they spent sleepless nights in the waiting room. Gaynor beat the odds but did not get away unscathed, as these frequent hospital visits and the emotional trauma left her in a continuing battle with PTSD. She also needed a heart transplant to survive, and fortunately 5 years ago last month, with much gratitude to the donor and their family, she underwent a successful heart transplant at St. Paul's Hospital in Vancouver. Post-surgery and 5 years later, her new heart is a healthy one, but sadly her kidneys are not, as they were adversely affected by heart disease. She is now in need of a kidney transplant and must find a living donor. "She's been through enough," said close friend Lori Strom. Strom, who said Gaynor is like a sister, calls it almost inconceivable that 5 years after her successful heart transplant, she is told she now needs a kidney. Strom hopes that good karma comes back to Gaynor, as she has become a heart transplant advocate to help other patients. She would visit these patients and help them through their difficult health challenges, including what questions to ask their doctors, which is what started her down the road of heart transplant advocacy, said Strom. She has written courses for St. Paul's Hospital for heart transplant patients and assisted in writing a full manual for Victoria Jubilee Hospital, as well as worked on committees to educate patients, hospitals, and doctors about the importance of the patient to have a significant voice in their own care. She's even advocated for more mental health services for transplant patients. Now that she needs a kidney, she is already working on advocacy for kidney transplant patients. "Something many BC residents don't know is that if you are in need of a kidney transplant, it is up to the one in need to make every effort to find on their own. The other alternative is to be placed on the federal transplant list with an average wait time of 2 to 8 years, time many don't have. Friends and family members have stepped up in their search for a living kidney donor for Gaynor. You can live a healthy life with just one kidney. Living kidney donors need to have a matching blood type with their recipient. The kidney donation procedure is less invasive than it once was and done laparoscopically, which means minimal downtime afterwards is 3 to 7 days on average. Those stepping up to be a living kidney donor will have their travel hotel cost covered, as well as for any missed days of work and recovery time. Donors and recipients do not have to be the same gender, and a living donor transplant has better medical outcomes for kidney patients." Strom said time is of the essence, as Gaynor, now on dialysis, suffers and is sick most days. "It is devastating for her because she has a PTSD episode every time she has to go to the hospital, which right now is several times a week in Nanaimo," said Strom. "She can't get dialysis in Duncan because the program is full, which forces her to travel. A challenge given her health." If you want to see if you are a match, call 604-806-9027, stating that you are registering for Linda Gaynor while leaving your name, number, and email. Also email the donor nurse at St. Paul's Hospital at donornurse@providencehealth.bc.ca. For more information on the living donor kidney transplant process, visit www.transplant.bc.ca. "One of Linda's biggest wishes is not only to find a matching donor but for everyone to become a donor," said Strom. "There are thousands of people out there desperate for a kidney, whether the donor is alive or deceased. Organ donation saves lives."